Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Simon Taylor, a friend of mine, and he's the head of organizational effectiveness at GAP. Simon, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start though by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Simon, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sounds good, Paul. Cheers. Happy to be with you. So I head up org effectiveness at Gap. So you're probably all familiar with Gap, the clothing company. We have a portfolio of brands, and so I lead the team responsible for a lot of our culture, people strategy work under the org effectiveness banner. So excited to be able to be with you here, Paul, and with the folks listening in. So you asked a bit about sort of how I would recommend organizations, you know, really focus their efforts to drive performance, to be effective. I think that was the gist of your question, if I heard it right. And so I think, you know, there's obviously a lot of things, but if I would just focus on one, I'd say it's really around organizational culture. And I think culture is one of those things that people talk about it, but they don't necessarily always know what it is they're talking about, in the sense of what one person may say culture is this, one person may say culture is that. So what really is culture? And I spend a lot of time really diving into the research around what actually is organizational culture, how are different cultures manifested through different companies, and how does that translate into their results and how successful they are. And really what I boiled it down to is that organizational culture is essentially how things get done. So it's different from employee engagement, employee morale, that's important, but it's really more of the ways of working in an organization. And it's primarily driven by three things, three levers, as I call them. So one is leadership role modeling. Two is the rewards that happen in the organization. And that could be the behaviors that are recognized formally or informally, and sort of what gets incentivized. And then third is the processes and controls in the organization. How do meetings get run? How do decisions get made? Things like that. And so I see the role of culture as being the primary driver of the organization strategy. So as the strategy changes, the culture needs to change with it, because a certain strategy might require certain ways of thinking, certain ways of operating. Maybe it's faster decision-making. Maybe it's a functionless mindset, thinking laterally across the company and collaborating smoothly. Maybe it's sort of operating with a certain level of speed. Those are all beliefs, mindsets, and behaviors that are needed to be able to sort of drive a given strategy that maybe requires that way of working. And so to me, a big unlock for organizations, as their strategies are always evolving, it seems like right now with the change in the world, is how can we orient our organizational culture, that is our behaviors, our ways of working, to really drive that culture. And I think there's really three ways you can do that, just really simply. It's one, understand your current culture, quantify it through some kind of assessment. Two, identify the from to of from this to that, right? What are those 3, 4, 5 things? And then three, and this is really where the magic is put together a comprehensive change management plan to drive that behavior change over time. So that would be my 2 cents on sort of where I think organizations can get a lot of bang for their buck, if you will, in terms of their focus, and that is driving organizational culture.
Oh, thanks ever so much, Simon. Just on a light note, I was thinking how funny it is that you got the two of us using phrases like sense and bucks with our heritage, you know. Thanks ever so much for that, Simon. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the activities we have going on throughout the course of the year, many of which are free to subscribers. And Simon, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Hey, let's do it. Boom. Yes.
Thank you, Simon. It's great to see you again, my friend.
You too, Paul. Have a good one.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.